finished copying the map, I want you to write in the names of the cities I've marked with crosses. I'll start you off. New York. Now, you do the rest. And no cheating. If you both have the same wrong answers this time, I shall be very... Mr. Gibson.
A word with you, Miss Dunbar.
Of course, sir.
Out here.
Very well. Carry on quietly, please, John.
What are you two staring at? Get back to work. That's better. Now, here. You're not the only one playing with maps.
How long have you been watching me? And besides, we are certainly not playing.
Neither am I. Look at it.
The new hospitals.
All six of them. From Maracaju to the San Antonio Falls. The Gibson Clinics. Satisfied now?
Of course not. Six isn't enough. 60 wouldn't be enough.
You want to bankrupt me?
You could cover South America with hospitals and hardly miss a cent.
Is that what you want? Is that all you want?
It would do for a start.
Well, I dare say something can be arranged.
Now you know perfectly well you have only to say the word.
And when will you say the word?
Senator, my word has been said.
And I've told you how things stand. If I were free...
But you're not free, are you? So things must stay as they are for the present. If I can accept that, surely you can.
No, he can't.
Mrs. Gibson.
Good morning, ma'am.
He can't accept it because he's never known what it's like to go without. Have you, Neil?
Not like you.
Not like me. At least, not until now. You should be flattered, Miss Dunbar. You're the first thing he's ever wanted that he's not been able to buy.
The Problem of Thor Bridge by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring William Hootkins as J. Neil Gibson and Charlotte Attenborough as Grace Dunbar. The Problem of Thor Bridge.
You're like no woman I've ever known. Marry me.
Why?
Why? Because it's what I want.
What about what I want?
I know what you want.
No, don't. No, please. Please.
Are you all right, ma'am? Ma'am?
Mrs. Gibson?
Mr. Bates, I didn't see you.
You'll pardon my saying so, but you didn't seem to see much of anything. You near ended up inside the house.
Would you help me down, please?
Of course, ma'am.
I'll get one of the lads to see to your horse.
Thank you.
Well, a fine creature like this has to be looked after. I've seen too many things on this estate with her away for want of attention.
You're a good man, Mr. Bates. Make sure that you're not also a foolish one.
I know where my loyalties lie.
Loyalty is like love. Giving it to the wrong person can be dangerous. Thank you, Gehenna.
Ma'am, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Have you hurt your arm?
No, it's nothing.
Show me. How did you come by these? I see.
Mr. Bates!
Forget what you have seen, Mr. Bates, but remember what I said.
He was expecting you at 11.
Mr. Ferguson, not everything in life can be reduced to a cut-and-dried timetable. I can't run his estate the way you run his office.
So I noticed.
You keep your clever remarks to yourself.
We shouldn't be enemies, Bates. We're both wrapped up in this damn situation, and we've both got plenty to lose. Well, that should make us out.
And what the devil you have to lose?
Everything. Do you think I've slaved away for him for all these years to finish up running...